Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Pete Stanisek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McDowell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stanisek. Redus reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Redus moves to third. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Traber hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boston hits a line drive into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manrique hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanisek. Manrique reaches second base with a double. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shue is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell juggles the ball. That's an error on McDowell. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Salas for a passed ball. Ripken moves to second. Jim Traber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive towards the mound. Boedeker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. Shue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Redus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Redus hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Redus reaches third base with a triple. Manrique goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stanisek is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shue is 0-for-2 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stanisek is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanisek hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Redus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Cal Ripken, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Ricky Horton now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murray is 0-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Traber is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.